Students are back in school across Vermont, but some have returned to schools that, thanks to ongoing Act 46 consolidations, may not be open much longer. VPR's Anna Van Dyne recently visited Waitsfield to check in with students, parents, and school officials at the Harwood Unified Union School District, which is mulling a consolidation.
On the last Saturday of summer, I take a walk through the Waitsfield Farmers Market. Near the bandstand, I meet Rainier McShane. He's going into first grade at Thatcher Brook Primary School.
Do you think you might learn anything in school this year?
Yes.
Like what? What would be cool to learn about?
Dinosaurs.
Rainier is one of around 1,900 students in the Harwood Unified Union School District that's made up of six towns in Washington County. And if he wanted, he could have his first day of first grade at any one of five elementary schools. That's because Harwood is one of the districts around the state voluntarily merging under Act 46. In the past few years, there have been many meetings, community events, local groups, newspaper articles, student-led conversations, and front porch forum posts. And that's part of what Act 46 intended, as it hoped to, quote, encourage and support local decisions and actions. That's what's happening here, says Superintendent Bridget Neese.
So whatever happens here is up to our local taxpayers and our local school boards. We could continue to operate the way we are now and not address the inequities or some of the things that the board has identified as real needs, and we could do that. Or we could make any number of changes along a continuum.
And there are more changes coming due to declining enrollment and the solutions Act 46 hopes to put in place. The district school board has plans to review eight possible consolidation scenarios this fall, says school board chair Caitlin Hollister. And in seven of those models, one of the local elementary schools would close.
So I think we felt a responsibility as a board to consider some models that might include a school closure and be able to answer questions about, one, what kind of cost savings that would truly provide, and also if we merged students into different buildings and managed fewer campuses, would we be able to provide greater educational opportunities?
But according to Superintendent Neese, this prospect of closing a school has been a source of anxiety for some.
It just rakes up all kinds of emotions, everything from anger, sadness, grief. And what I've learned is it's just very difficult for adults to come together and look at the data and talk about the what-ifs.
Tammy Colby is an associate professor of educational policy at UVM, and she lives in Warren. She says this area is a microcosm of what is happening statewide, where as of July 1st, there are 156 fewer school districts as a result of consolidation.
There's a balancing act between equalizing opportunities to learn across districts at the same time while maintaining what's great about Vermont, which is the strong ties between local communities and their schools.
Barclay Rappaport lives in Waitsfield, and she was on the town school board before the district merged into one board. When she was a fourth grader in upstate New York, her own district merged.
So when I was in fourth grade, all of a sudden I had about 10, 15 more friends, which was really cool.
Barclay's twin boys are headed to seventh grade at Crossett Brook Middle School this fall. I ask one of her sons, Cooper, if he knows anything about the consolidation process.
Some kids have been talking about it. I mean, I know it's a whole merged district now, and that all the seventh and eighth graders might go to Crossett, but that's all I know.
Cooper's right. All the middle schoolers in the district could end up in one building, but that's one of the many things to be decided for certain this fall. The school board will begin to examine the eight different consolidation models in late September and hopes to approve a final model in mid-November. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.